A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble like the pagans who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, let's repeat that again. Jesus teaches that if you forgive others, then God will forgive you. And if you do not forgive others, God will not forgive you either. The key question then for us is, am I forgiving of others or not? And what does my forgiveness really look like in practice? Forgiveness. Wow, one of those key teachings of Jesus, probably the most humbling, profound experience that we can have or have happened to us is to be forgiven, especially by the one we have offended. And yet it's also one of the most challenging and difficult human Christian actions we have to face, is to forgive others when they offend us. You know, it's kind of curious. When you look at the definitions and even the synonyms for forgiveness, they kind of take two interesting directions. I notice one is a kind of a political, legal direction, and the other is more theological, spiritual terms. For example, the legal side of forgiveness sounds more like acquittal, exonerated, amends, pardoned, amnesty, reprieve, excused, bury the hatchet, shake hands. While the very parallel, more theological side of the definition of forgiveness, it sounds like this: reconciliation, absolution, indulgence, joined hands, a grace period, remission. Well, you know, the two, legalistic and even theological sides of forgiveness, they are not really understood well by Christians. They're not understood that, you know, in the sense that a defendant might receive a legal pardon, sounds like forgiveness, but really, you know, the legal pardon in the court is not necessarily the same as receiving a deeper reconciliation or an absolution from the prosecutor or the accuser. You can begin to see that forgiveness is a lot deeper than just the law. It's not like you can force someone in court to really forgive. In fact, when I think of my own country here in the United States, it seems that we have kind of taken more of the legal side of forgiveness rather than the more spiritual side. I'm concerned, for example, that Americans here, we seem to want punishment and vengeance for everything, rather than seeking forgiveness and healing. Perhaps it's just my opinion, but I think the statistics back me up in this. Notice, for example, that the U.S. leads the world in litigation suits. We have 15 million cases filed annually. And fortunately, we have 80% of the world's lawyers to help us do that. Oh, the U.S. also has the highest incarceration rate in the entire world, with 500 prisoners per 100,000. Now, the average incarceration rate in the world is only 100 persons per 100,000. So this is kind of strange to me. 75% of my country, the United States, claims Christianity as its religion. We have a variety of different denominations, of course, not just Catholics. But this is a largely Christian U.S. Western country, supposedly. Yet it kind of tops the list almost, or it's in the top 10 list of those countries applying the death penalty. I think maybe even the top 20 list, with other countries like China and Iran. So what is the U.S. Christian country doing in that top 10? It's something wrong, it seems to me, with this picture. And what is wrong with it is that it doesn't seem all that Christian a nation if it lacks forgiveness and reconciliation, but rather has chosen punishment, imprisonment, litigation, vengeance, giving them their just deserts instead. In fact, the opposite of forgiveness also has a long litany of definitions and antonyms, and they all sound a lot less Christian and much more legalistic than its counterpart of true forgiveness. The opposite sounds like this: revenge, vengeance, retaliation, vendetta, vindictiveness, avenging, unforgiving, mean-spirited, spiteful, stony-hearted, eye for eye, holding a grudge, giving them their just deserts, suing them, litigious, prosecution, sentencing, execution. It doesn't sound anywhere near our Christian teaching from Jesus, which we just heard. Let us go back to the gospel for today. If you forgive others their wrongs, God will forgive you. So, American Christians and all Christians, if you do not forgive others, neither will God forgive you. A great challenge. Let's see, how forgiving can we really be in practice?